Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
This is a huge 24 hours now in the Dáil and the country for tenants and for landlords. We're getting a huge number of texts to 51551. Will the eviction ban be kept or ended? The Cabinet has signed off on a range of safety net measures for renters just this afternoon as the Dáil prepares to debate a Sinn Féin motion calling for the ban on no-fault evictions to be extended until the end of January 2024. The government will table its own counter-motion, but will it be enough to address the concerns raised by independent TDs and government backbenchers and ensure their support in tomorrow's vote? Fine Gael's Richard Bruton and Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson Eoin O'Brien join me now. You're both very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
Richard Bruton, I'll turn to you first in relation to the lengthy counter motion that's to be expected. Do you think it'll be enough to convince independent TDs and government backbenchers to secure support for government?
I do, because I think it is the only approach to take. Supply is the only solution to our housing problems, and preventing landlords from being able to sell or to house family members will only make supply worse. If you look at the last 12 months before the ban, 50,000 new tenancies were created by landlords and 10,000 exited. Those new tenancies are always needed, and the effect of extending a ban would be to see more people
we'll get
exiting.
In just a second, but in the counter motion, Richard, we spoke with Dennis Nocton. I don't know if you heard at the very start of the programme. He said the regional group of independent TDs have 8 demands and they want 8 demands met in the counter motion, or else he'll vote certainly against the government.
Yeah, and I think the government have spent the last year approaching this in a very innovative manner. I mean, today, the Minister for Housing, Darragh O'Brien, indicated that over the last 6 months, 9,750 social
I know that, but
homes
just stay on
created.
Point here. Will the 8 demands be met?
Well, there is an innovative approach to also to people facing these difficulties. So there will be enhanced access to subsidies in a new tenancy for those made homeless. That's under existing schemes. And there will be new opportunities for the landlord to exit, leaving the tenant in situ. And a range of options to deliver that are being put in place. So I think that is the package. You're focusing on supply, delivering new supply, particularly through the LDA, the new state developer, who will be enhancing the schemes, activating the 70,000 undeveloped schemes. So this is the approach to resolve the housing crisis. Of course, you can look and say, well, maybe let's freeze in time. But freezing in time isn't an option. It'll only make supply worse. We have to take these
and
bold steps.
And supply is key, Eoin O'Brien, says Richard Bruton, the government. Aren't they right here? No matter what you propose, surely you have to allow a little bit more time to increase supply.
Well, first of all, Richard has been in government for over 6 years, and during all of that period, rents have increased, house prices increased, and homelessness has reached levels we never thought possible. Last year, the government didn't meet their social or their affordable housing targets, and that's the third year in a row. And what's concerning me about the counter motion is 2 weeks ago, when the leaders of government and then the cabinet decided to end the temporary ban on no-fault evictions, they published what was clearly a cobbled together set of proposals, which have been widely criticised. What we're getting today in this very long-winded but very superficial motion is nothing new, and in particular for April, May and June, when very significant numbers of people are at risk of losing their rental homes because of the decision of government to end the ban. Nothing, particularly for those people who, because they won't have family and friends to go to, because they won't be able to find alternative private rental, will present seeking emergency accommodation. And given the level of strain on emergency accommodation, they may not have any and they simply will have nowhere to go.
Yeah, but even
Mary
if you extend,
Mary Lou
even
McDonald
if you extend, hang on a second here.
What is
even
his
if,
advice
hang
for
on
those
a second
people,
here. Because even
answer.
If you extend the eviction ban, when you lift it, you would still have the same problems, wouldn't you?
No, so when we urged the government to introduce the emergency ban on evictions over the winter last October, I set out in a very detailed memo to Darragh O'Brien the kinds of emergency measures that should have been taken in addition to everything else the government had already in the pipeline over the winter period. They didn't do any of those extra measures,
like
those
what?
Emergency interventions. So, for example, we made very detailed proposals as to how to change the rules underpinning the tenant in situ scheme, where local authorities can purchase properties with HAPARAS tenants in situ. They haven't done that, and I'm just coming from an Oireachtas Housing Committee now where they're still not changing those rules, which means the targets that the government are now setting out will be very, very difficult to reach. We urge them to extend the tenant in situ scheme last year to affordable cost rental. All we're hearing today is they're considering doing that, and they might have something later this year. But crucially, we urge them to take a COVID-19 emergency response using emergency planning and procurement powers to deliver an additional volume of social affordable housing units above their own targets. Not only did they not do that, they didn't even meet their targets. So I have to say, Richard has had 6 or 7 years in office, 6 or 7 years in government, and he has made and his colleagues have simply made things worse.
Is Eoin O'Brien right, Richard Bruton? Why should independent TDs and government backbenchers give you more time now? If Fine Gael in power for over a decade and this government in power for about 2 years or so haven't delivered?
Well, I don't agree that. Last year we saw the highest ever social housing programme put in place. As I say, 9,750 just in the last 6 months.
But homelessness
overall
increased.
We saw 30,000 new homes built. And today we've announced options for the local authorities to buy people who are at risk of eviction, to buy that home and keep them on a social tenancy. Options for that person to buy using the shared equity scheme, which Eoin doesn't support. Along with help to buy and other supports, offering the possibility of going on to a cost rental with the local authority
if
they don't meet
increased,
the
Richard.
Income test for.
So why should you be given more time if all the while, no matter what you say, homelessness is increasing?
Well, I think you have to bear in mind the circumstances that has been dealt with here. We've just been through COVID when housing came to a standstill. We've then had the Ukraine war. And despite that, we have housing completions last year.
OK,
being
so what's your excuse before the Ukraine war and COVID?
The system was being redesigned because the reality was the old system that was there was built on bank finance that could not be sustained.
No, hang on a second. I don't accept that because you were in power before that. You were in power since 2011. So what are your reasons for homelessness increasing during that time, and why should you be given more time tonight or tomorrow by independent TDs and backbenchers?
Because the housing system was completely broken. It brought this country to its knees between 2008 and 2016. This country was being bailed out.
But you were in power since 2011, Richard.
So we've had to rebuild a housing model that's sustainable.
And how long did it take you to rebuild?
And last year we delivered the highest in housing, 30,000 in 15 years, ahead of projections.
Okay, so before I go back to Eoin O'Brien, you say you had to rebuild a broken housing system. When did you realise it was broken, and when did you start rebuilding it?
Well, we realised it was broken from the very start. You know yourself, the banks went into complete collapse because of the property bubble that went collapse. So I don't need to explain all of that to you.
So basically you're telling us you realised in 2011 that the housing system was broken and you started rebuilding it straight away. But yet,
in
2023, we have nearly 12,000 people homeless. So what went wrong?
As you know yourself, I hope you'll allow me answer instead of interrupting me all the time. As you know yourself, what happened was that housing demand collapsed because we had very serious emigration and very serious economic problems. From 2016, we have rebuilt the model, and we have this first time a state agency, the Land Development Agency, which is now developing itself as well as local authorities. We've brought in the equity schemes, the cost rental schemes, and we have now supply of both social housing and private housing at levels we have not seen in decades.
Let me put that to Eoin O'Brien. They have rebuilt the model of housing since 2016, Eoin O'Brien. Surely they should be given time to see that come to fruition.
Well, if that was the case, then house prices wouldn't be rising, rents wouldn't be rising, and homelessness wouldn't be rising. And in fact, in the last 6 years of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in government, we've seen levels of homelessness almost double
year on year.
The country
was broke.
Not in the last 6 or 7 years it wasn't. In fact, we had periods of very significant economic growth, significant tax revenues and surpluses.
Just to be fair, that's exactly when Richard is saying they started rebuilding the housing market.
And the difficulty is, if that were true, we would see some positive results, and we're not seeing those. And
we are seeing positive results, Cormac.
Here's the problem. Right across the country, there are listeners here who have eviction notices. Those eviction notices will fall due in April,
and
May,
your measure
and
will
June.
Make that problem worse. And your
Richard,
measure will see fewer
Richard,
private tenancies being created.
I appreciate you don't want people to hear what I want to say.
No, hang on. But he raises an important question, though. This is going to the kernel of what independent TDs and government backbenchers are really struggling with tonight. They are saying, if you extend the eviction ban, what if landlords leave the market, Owen?
Well, first of all, the people who are struggling tonight, Cormac, are people with the threat of eviction hanging over them. Let's keep this in perspective.
Well, that's what I said.
And what's really important is we are facing a cliff edge in 2 weeks' time, and government has no immediate plan. Almost all the measures that Richard mentioned, many of them are hugely problematic. But even if they were to work, they won't kick in for months and in some cases years. With respect to the shrinking private rental sector, the private rental sector has been shrinking steadily since 2017. We have been losing about 7,000 rental properties year on year. I'm one of the few TDs, either in government or opposition, who has been raising this constantly. And government has had no plan to deal with that. And we know from the data given to our Oireachtas Housing Committee by the Residential Tenancies Board that up to 25% of single property landlords are actively considering leaving for a range of reasons. And despite that, government hasn't increased its targets for social housing to take account of that.
We
it's
have.
Not meeting.
That is incorrect. Our social housing programs are going up and up. Our cost rental scheme is being brought in to create the new approach to rental.
Richard, be honest with people. You're not even meeting your social housing targets. And in fact, last year you will be at the highest level that has been seen in this state for many years. That is a consequence of decades of undersupply by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. It's nothing to be proud of. If you look at affordable cost rental and affordable purchase, you will be so far behind your targets for last year when they're published. And
let me make this point.
No, you made an allegation.
What do you say to those families who are at risk of homelessness in April, May and June? You have no answers for them and they have nowhere to go. That is the consequence of years and years of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in government.
That is not true. Last year we created 25,000 people who were given social tenancies with 80% subsidies, either in publicly owned homes or in private homes. 80% subsidies of people's rent, 25,000 families. And for the people who are now facing the threat of an eviction, we've brought in the option of the local authority buying that property and keeping them in situ as a tenant, an option for the person themselves to buy using shared equity, a new scheme that Owen doesn't support, and we're also activating the 70,000 homes that have permission, but builders feel the environment at the moment is very uncertain, and we are moving in to provide options so that they will take
but
on the risk of building
those. Some of those measures,
those.
Richard, won't be ready for April, May and June. So where
those,
will the,
those measures are already being rolled out. You saw the LDA with the cost rental last week.
Are you saying then this evening, and in answer to Owen O'Brien's question, that people made homeless in April, May and June will have a place to go?
There's all of those options there to help people. Of course, there will be difficult situations, but the minister will have the homeless HAP, which will be enhanced. He's reviewing that. That allows people to move to a tenancy with a much higher level of subsidy.
So they will have a home, basically. That is a good message. That is a good news story, then. So you're giving us a guarantee this evening that homelessness will not increase beyond 12,000, 13,000.
I'm not saying that at all, Cormac. You're trying to put words into my mouth.
But that is illogical.
What I'm saying is that there will be options for people who are facing that situation. There will be the HAP system, which is a very substantial subsidy of an alternative rent, and the minister is reviewing the level of support under that scheme. There will be the new scheme where local authorities will be able to buy the home and keep that person in the tenancy as a social tenant, or to buy at the home if they don't meet the criteria for a social tenancy and keep them in a cost rental, or offering the person the chance to buy using the shared equity scheme to buy that home themselves with a first option. Those are real alternatives.
Okay, people can text us to 51551. The debate tonight, the vote tomorrow. Richard Bruton, Fine Gael, Owen O'Brien, Sinn Féin. Thank you very much indeed.